foiling a major terrorist plot.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For the first time ever, we are on the highest alert from Homeland Security this morning. It applies to commercial flights from Britain to the United States. Here's Paul Stevenson, a deputy commissioner with Scotland Yard.
We are confident that we have disrupted a plan by terrorists to cause untold death and destruction and to commit, quite frankly, mass murder.
There have been no arrests in the U.S., but all aviation is on high alert. Joining us now from London is our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, how did all this go down?
Well, we were told that the operation had been going on for some months, but in the early hours of the morning, the police and the security services here moved, and the police and the Home Secretary announced that they had foiled a major plot to blow up, it's thought, three planes in mid-flight from the UK to the US.
How close were these people to getting on planes?
Well, it appears they weren't actually arrested at the airport. They were arrested at addresses in London and elsewhere. But apparently, the police and the security services did seize some equipment and some material, which suggested that there was an imminent threat. They were planning very shortly to board planes with what is believed to be a liquid explosive, which they would detonate in mid-flight.
What's the situation right now at London's airports?
It's pretty chaotic. Heathrow is virtually closed. All the major European carriers have cancelled their flights in. There have, I believe, been one or two flights out. But since the security is so intense now at Heathrow and at other airports, the delays are gigantic. Essentially, the key thing is that passengers are not allowed, for the first time ever in British aviation history, not allowed to take hand luggage on board. All they're allowed to take is a passport, a wallet, and that's about it, or prescription medicines if they need them. No hand luggage. Everything has got to be checked, has got to be put in their luggage, which is stowed in the cargo. And absolutely no drinks may be taken on board. Even baby milk, mothers with children with baby milk, the milk has to be tested, has to be drunk by the passenger in front of airport security officials. So this is very, very tight security, and clearly it's leading to gigantic delays.
But there are flights going in and out of the airports there?
Yes, everything's pretty much ground to a halt at Heathrow, but some of the other regional airports, they have still had one or two flights coming in, but it's pretty minimal. And as I say, the delays are so long, flights are being cancelled, and that's having an effect right the way throughout the schedule.
Thank you, Stephen. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. All of this is having an effect on markets around the world. Shares tumbled in Europe this morning. Also, Asian stocks fell a bit, and especially airline and transport stocks. British Airways was down 4.2%. You're listening to Marketplace. Heart defibrillators are popping up everywhere, malls, theaters, airports, but new research suggests these devices have some problems. Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH.
Dr. William Mazel of Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center studied records from the Food and Drug Administration. He found the agency issued safety alerts or recalls for 20% of external defibrillators over the past decade. Mazel says heart defibrillators are very complex devices. Recalls don't necessarily mean they're unsafe, but there's no monitoring mechanism to oversee the devices.
We have elevator inspectors and gas station inspectors. I don't think it's too much to ask that these life-saving devices are also checked at least once per year.
Mazel says some 200,000 automatic defibrillators were sold last year. The market's reckoned to be worth about $600 million. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We are produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters. The facts without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. This week, the Federal Reserve stopped raising interest rates for the first time in 2 years. It's something Wall Street had been waiting and waiting and waiting to happen. But then it happened, and there was barely a peep from investors. I asked our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, why.
That's what everybody's wondering. The moment had finally come. The Fed had paused. And it came with a whimper, not a bang. You can spin it the Bernanke direction, which is saying the economy is slowing and we're not going to worry about inflation. You can spin it the other direction, such as the Fed governor that dissented and say, we really have to worry about inflation. You have a number of very respected economists like Brad DeLong, University of California, Berkeley, saying we're probably in a recession. And then you have what I think is sort of the consensus worry out there that we're falling into the worst of all worlds, stagflation, slow economic growth, and rising inflation. I think it's a stunning moment of absolute confusion on Wall Street.
Well, is the Fed sort of waiting to see how its previous rate hikes will affect the economy because of the lag time?
Yes, that's exactly what the Fed is doing. I mean, the Fed made it very clear it could start increasing rates again. Now, if we look at history, Fed pauses typically last somewhere between 6 and 8 months. But this Fed made it very clear. If we continue to get bad inflation numbers, look, we're going to go back to the rate hiking business. But with the slowdown in the housing market, the disappointing job market, the lack of wage increases, I think that the Fed is really concerned about a slowing economy. I think they are worried about the R word. And so they decide to take a pause and really see how much is this economy going to slow down.
Well, explain something to me, because investors have been wanting the Fed to stop raising interest rates for a while now. The Fed stops raising interest rates, and then Wall Street stocks drop. I don't understand that.
I think it's a very confusing time. I think there is a sense that we're at a turn in the business cycle, but no one knows which way it is turning. But the Fed's made it clear that it may start raising its rates again. It's a pause, but this isn't the kind of pause that refreshes. It's the pause that confuses.
Well, you mentioned the R word, but all along you've been pretty adamant that we are not heading into a recession. You still in that camp?
I'm still in that camp. And the key to that outlook is the real estate market. I don't think that the real estate market was a bubble. I think there was excesses in the real estate market, but I don't think it was a bubble. And two, I don't think that the real estate market is going to collapse. If I'm wrong, if the people are right who are saying, look, real estate prices are falling a lot faster and a lot farther than the numbers are telling us, then we are going to be in a recession.
Chris Farrell is our economics correspondent in Los Angeles. I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
High oil prices if it drops.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.